The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to our Singles Prayer Call. I'm Abigail Mercer of Abby Moments. Thank you all for joining us on today. If this is your first time, welcome. If this is your second or third time, or if you've been with us for a while, welcome back. A special welcome to all of our international callers. Also, welcome to those who will be listening to the replay on the podcast. The Coaching Out Loud podcast is currently on all major platforms. If you ever miss a call, you always have the replay on the podcast. At this time, please feel free to share this info of our call. At this time, I would like to announce the founder of the Singles Prayer Call. She is a friend of mine and a wonderful coach. Let's welcome Danielle Powell.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. At this time, feel free to mute your phone. The theme for today is driving in purpose and in business. Again, as you can, feel free. I will read the scripture. Commit to the Lord whatever you do. He will establish your plans. Proverbs 16:3. We have a treat on today. We have a powerful woman of God on the line today. She's all the way from South Florida. She is my family. She is the founder of Lady Life LLC. She is a wife, mother of three boys. She is entrepreneur, certified life coach. She also creates online courses. She has been recently ordained as a co-pastor / first lady alongside her husband, Praise Tabernacle International. Listen, guys, she does it all. So open your hearts and your minds and welcome Lady Tania Dawkins as she leads us in prayer.
Amen. Good morning. I'm so blessed and honored to be able to be in this space with you ladies this morning. And before we get started, I just like to show my gratitude to Danielle and to her amazing co-host, Abigail. Thank you so much just for allowing for me to be able to serve these amazing women that are on the line. And so I just want to just start off by saying that I believe that God is going to honor your sacrifice of joining in with us this morning. We know that it's early, but we know that God is going to bless you for being in this space because we have so much to be able to impart to you this morning. And so when I was asked to be able to share on the topic of thriving and purpose and business, I got so excited because I believe that the two topics absolutely walk hand in hand. How can we thrive in purpose and in business? And so I want to start off by saying that I believe that in a generation where there is so much access to information and also inspiration, that I believe that God has literally given me a mission to be able to help lead people, or women in particular, through a process of what I call implementation. And so I believe that what is missing in our generation as creatives in particular is leadership through implementation. This is something that I've seen. This is something that I've witnessed with my own eyes, that we need leadership through implementation. And so I believe this because as a habit change coach, as a life coach and a health coach, a lot of times I see women struggle with things with regards to maybe if they want to be on a particular diet. And what happens is that they're not able to fulfill whatever it is that they want to reach in terms of their goal of that diet because of the fact that they do not have the habits or the mindset to be able to implement things through that diet so that they can complete and really reach that place that they desire to be that they don't know how to implement. And so I really believe that because of the fact that we're a generation that's so informed and we know so much, that we have missed the mark because of the fact that we don't understand the importance of being coached. We don't understand the importance of making sure that we are applying the different things to our lives that need to be applied so that we can learn the process of implementation and then become our best in terms of the purposes that God has given us. And so I just want to really encourage you all as single women that are on the line today to realize that there has to be a process of implementation. And I also want to encourage you that if you just have a second to be able to open your phone so that you can jot down a couple of notes so that you can kind of roll over the notes at another time, that would be absolutely amazing because I believe that God puts us in the places that he puts us in for a reason, for the fact that he wants us to be able to receive whatever it is that he has for us in that moment. And so one thing that I realized also is that in our times that we're super impressed and literally held hostage by so many different influential voices that we find on podcasts or what we find on Instagram and on Facebook. And what happens is that we begin to follow them passionately. We become like these diehard loyal fans because we desire to live like we see these people and these inspirational voices and these influential voices live. We become put in this position where we become really at a place where we are lusting for what it is that these people have. And this is in our pursuit of wanting to become absolutely amazing, so to say, in business and in entrepreneurship. And I believe that my mission as a woman of God, as working for the King of Kings, is to really educate and to empower and ultimately really deploy women into their particular area of purpose in entrepreneurship and also in business, because they have to get to this place where they begin to apply what it is that they've learned. They have to implement it so that they can get the end result of what it is that they desire in their life because of their God-given purpose. And then they can say that they're operating within their purpose, they're reaching their goals unto the glory of God, and not just because of the fact that they see people with something that they desire to have or something that they're lusting for. And so today, before we get started in prayer, I really want to encourage you to get to this place where you recognize that in your season of singleness that God has given you a gift. I know that there is sometimes this trend in the church where it's just like we have to meet our Boaz when we're single. We have to get married. But know what God is saying to you is that you have to embrace the season of singleness. Know that it is a gift from God. I want you to be reminded on this prayer call this morning that God has amazing and great things for you to do in your season of singleness. So don't try to turn the page. Don't try to get past where God has you now, but embrace it because there's so much purpose in the place where God has you now. He's going to condition you at this place now in terms of your purpose and business and entrepreneurship, after you get to that place where you really begin to embrace the season that he has you in terms of your singleness. And so as a health coach and a life coach, as a pastor's wife, now also as a pastor, I find myself always trying to get people to this place where they begin to ask themselves questions, because I think that when we begin to ask ourselves questions, then we have the ability to be able to really pull out the greatness that God has placed on the inside of us. And then we have the opportunity to really check where we are on our path of, let's say, thriving within business and within purpose. We always want to really just be checking our motives. And so I have a few questions that you can go ahead and jot down, and you can kind of look over these questions after you get off the prayer call, so that you'll know where you are on your path of thriving in purpose and in business. And so the first question is, what is your motive behind whatever this drive is or this desire or this want to pursue purpose in business? This is a question that you oftentimes have to ask yourself. What is my motive? Why do I want to be able to fulfill the call that God has called me to with regards to business? And then the second question is, what is the why that you have behind your whole entrepreneurship journey? Have you ever been trained as a coach? Then the first thing that they ask me is, what is your why? Why do you want to do whatever it is that you know or believe that you should be doing, and in this case, in entrepreneurship? And then I want you to ask yourself, is your motive pure? Is the reason why you're doing what you're doing a pure motive? I want to know, do you have boundaries that are set up? Is it that God will give you the success that you desire, and maybe you'll compromise him? Are there boundaries that you have in this season of you being single and thriving in business? And then last but not least, I want you to ask yourself, do you have a mission from God? Has God mandated you? Has he given you a call to be able to do what it is that he has called you to do in the earth? I want to encourage you to understand that within your season of singleness, that you have the ability to be able to be committed to Christ in so many different ways. I've been married for 13 years almost now, and I have three boys, all under the age of 9. And I can remember when I was single, and it seemed to be just so much more time for me to do certain things. And that's not a complaint about my season now, because I discern that the Lord would have me to do still so many different things now in the season that I'm in terms of marriage and having children. But there's something special about what God gives us as singles. We have the ability to be able to do so much more. We don't have the same responsibilities of having to have to run behind children or having to have to, you know, let our husbands know per se what it is that we have to do on a daily basis. But there's an opportunity for you to freely serve God in so many different ways when you're single. So I really want you to understand that that is something that you need to embrace. You also have the ability during your single season to be able to fulfill all of your assignments that God has mandated to do as a Christian woman. So if you want to thrive in business and in entrepreneurship, now is the time to do it before you get the husband, before you have the children. And so I want to remind you of what 1 Corinthians 7:32 says. It says, I want you to be free from anxiety. The unmarried man is anxious about the things of the Lord. It says how to please the Lord. And so I believe that this scripture totally gives us clarity about the purpose of one that is single. We have full clarity that God is saying that he wants us to be able to please him. And so the next time you are searching as a single to want to feel to be married, or you're saying to yourself, I don't know what my purpose is in terms of business or entrepreneurship, I want you to remember 1 Corinthians 7:32, and I want you to begin to ask yourself, how can I please the Lord? Every time you get up, you ought to be saying, how can I please the Lord? And in order for you to consistently have this mindset to be able to do this, you have to acknowledge the fact that God has given you purpose, and you can totally do that through meditating on that scripture. And so I want you to be sure to consistently seek God for clarity on your path of entrepreneurship. You don't want to find yourself all over the place, but I want to be clear about what God has purposed me to do in this season of entrepreneurship, because with the call to entrepreneurship, I have found that there is this major clash with something that is called the self-made movement. And so what that movement is this consistent narrative that I believe that women in particular in entrepreneurship feed themselves, that says, I can do whatever I want. I can do whatever I want to do for my life. I can be successful. I'm that boss. And so I think that that is a dangerous place to be, especially when we're calling ourselves Christians that are thriving in business. I think that it's important that we must approach whatever success we are striving to reach in entrepreneurship from this place of realizing that we have to have a purpose perspective. And so when we have a purpose perspective, then we're in a much more sober place in order for God to be able to use us. And I don't think we realize that it's important for us also to be consecrated. That's not a word that I hear a whole lot among the creators or the millennials and the entrepreneurs. It's important for you to realize that in order for you to thrive in business, in order for you to thrive in entrepreneurship, you must live a consecrated life. And when you're talking about consecration, you're talking about being set aside for a higher purpose, How can I please you, Lord, is the narrative that should be running through your head. Now, how can I please myself, or how can I get to this place of success? No, Lord, how can I please you? How can I be consecrated for a higher purpose in you, Lord Jesus? And so what I've learned in my journey of entrepreneurship for about the past 8 years is that it's important to recognize that in this life and business and purpose, there are certain enemies that will automatically show up in your way as you press towards the success and the purpose that God has mandated for you to be able to fulfill in the earth. And I've identified these three hindrances as competition, fear, and denial of the need for development. And I see this all the time with women that are either in their single season or either they're trying to figure out who they are in Jesus Christ. They really struggle with these three areas. And so before we hop into prayer, I want to be able just to give you some more insight into these three areas. And so competition is good when it comes to business if it's kept in the right lane. And so when you're talking about competition in business, what happens is that when you're competitive, it keeps you in a place where you're sharp and you're ahead of the trends and you're motivated by your competitors and your niche or whatever industry you're in. But the competition that can become an enemy against when you're thriving in business and in entrepreneurship is when you begin to second guess yourself and you do not believe who it is that God has called you to be. You begin to wonder about your purpose based upon the fact that you are competing with someone else, maybe in your mind. You see people and you're thinking, okay, they might be living a better lifestyle than me. You see that married woman and the kids, and you're like, oh, my goodness, that's something that I desire. And you become competitive, and that's not a good place to be. You have to watch for that particular enemy in your mind as you thrive in business and in purpose. And then there's fear. And so fear is a result in our lives that literally tends to show up because of our inability to be able to see ourselves the way that God the Father sees us. We must see ourselves as women of God. You must see yourself as a single woman of God in this place where the Father consistently sees you. His view of you never changes. And so I believe that on the other hand, when it comes to fear, that it's necessary to be at this place where we fear the Lord, because when we fear the Lord, we stay at this very humble place and we stay fully dependent on Jesus for our next steps in our entrepreneurship journey. And then last but not least, there's a lack of development. And a lack of development is when we find ourselves in this place of thinking that we literally know it all, we're unteachable, we're untouchable. And so this hindrance can sometimes show up in us in the form of immaturity and just us showing forth that we are totally undeveloped in our process. And I think that it's important for us to realize that we have to become humble. It's something that I always say over and over again when I'm doing teachings or if I'm in a course. I always say that we need a tribe in order to thrive. There's nothing that you can do in this life by yourself. We even have the body of Christ because every joint supplies. God wants us to be in fellowship. He wants us to be in this place where we're always in this cycle of being developed and taught. So you want to make sure that when that enemy comes up against you, that you identify it so that you can consistently move in the things of God as it relates to your purpose. And so I just want to encourage you that in spite of whatever issues of competition as a single woman you might be struggling with, or if there are different fear factors that come up, or if you're struggling with a lack of development, that there is hope in Jesus. I want to encourage you to understand that when you begin to really embrace who God has called you to be as an entrepreneur, that God will be with you consistently on your journey of becoming whatever it is that he has mandated for you to become. But you have to stay in this place where you are consistently surrendering your whole life to Jesus. You have to be in this place where you're humbling yourself and you're saying, God, I understand that you've given me this drive and this hunger for success and to really thrive in business and to do everything that you called me to do, but I want to surrender my whole life to you because it is in you that we live and we move and we have our being. And in our time, it's just so easy for us to forget about who God has called us to be as we pursue entrepreneurship and in business. And so I think it's important, lastly, for you to understand that once you come into purpose, with regards to business, if you once again do not compromise who you are in God for success, because when you're talking about just completely getting on this mountain and becoming all that, you can get to a place where you forget that it is God that placed you there. But when you stay in this humble mindset and you realize that, God, I need you, Father, I want to be able to please you on a day-to-day basis, then you can be at a place where I believe that God will continue to bless you. And so before we get into our time of prayer, I want to be able to leave you with a couple of points of meditation. As a coach, when you're going through training, they oftentimes will give you different CTAs, and that's call to action. You'll hear that a lot in the business world. What is your call to action? And so I want to give you two calls to action that you can leave this particular call with so that you can consistently check the place that you're finding yourself on your journey of thriving in purpose and business. And so my first call to action for you is, what is God calling you to build in the earth? Remember, you're not this type of person that's not on assignment. You're a woman of God. You're a single woman that has a call from God. So what is God calling you to build in the earth? Why is he sending you here? Why does he keep waking you up every morning? What does he have you on an assignment in terms of entrepreneurship to do? What are you building? What is he calling you to build? And then the second thing that I want to be able to impart to you as a call to action is, what is God purposing you to do in business? You have to have full clarity about who you are and what it is that he's calling you to do. And so I believe that the scripture wants to remind us, according to Isaiah 62 and 3, that you shall also be so beautiful and prosperous as to be thought of as a crown of glory and honor in the hand of the Lord. The Bible says that you are a royal diadem, exceedingly beautiful in the hand of your God. God wants to remind you that he wants to use you in the earth, that you are beautiful, that you are amazing, but you've got to stay in his perfect will as you are on that track of thriving in God and thriving in business and thriving in entrepreneurship. And so I love Matthew 18 and 20. It says, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I also." And so I want you to just begin to posture yourself as we begin to enter into a time of prayer. And I pray that wherever you find yourself, that you really get to this place where you're humbly coming before the throne of God. And if there was something that I said as an impartation to you that was an absolute blessing, I pray that you would allow for it to penetrate your life. We are declaring for this to be the year of manifestation. And as we go into prayer, I really want you to touch and agree with me on these power prayer points. And so, Heavenly Father, we bless your name. Father, we glorify you. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we love you this morning. God, before we ask you for anything, dear Jesus, hallelujah, we lift up your holy name. We bless you. We glorify you. We say thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that you are holy, that you are God, that you've given us grace, hallelujah, even among these uncertain times to be able to fellowship in this prayer call this morning. God, we don't take it lightly, but we say thank you, Jesus. We don't ask you for a thing, but we humbly come before the throne of God, just blessing your name, just acknowledging your presence. We thank you, Jesus, for being Savior within our lives. And God, we pray in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, before we go further, that you would forgive us our sins, that you would wash us and cleanse us with your precious blood. Lord God, we don't want for there to be any hindrances as we approach your throne. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that your blood would do a work in us even in this moment. And Father, I pray, oh God, for every single woman that is on this call that has a desire to be able to thrive, hallelujah, in entrepreneurship and in business. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you would remind them of their purpose, God. Even when success looks absolutely amazing, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that their motives would be pure. In the name of Jesus, that they would embrace the very season that you have them in, God, that they would do everything that you call them to do in the earth. Father, you sent them on an assignment, God. And sometimes the things of the world can look so good, hallelujah. And sometimes, Father, we can lose our way, but I pray in the name of Jesus that you would call these women of God to the place where you have ordained them to be. You said that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. So we thank you, God, that you're ordering these precious women of God's steps on this morning, oh God, and in times to come. Father, I thank you, Jesus, oh God, that you're empowering us, oh God, with your power on this morning to be witnesses as entrepreneurs in the earth. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would arrest us, God, so that we can do your perfect will for our lives. God, we thank you, Jesus, oh God, that you're empowering us to be world changers in the earth, culture shifters as entrepreneurs unto your glory. Father, I thank you, Jesus, oh God, that we're recognizing your call. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Jesus, oh God, that we're saying yes to your will and yes to your way. Father, we pray, oh God, that you would allow for us to operate in favor. Hallelujah. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would help us, oh God, as entrepreneurs, oh God, and as business owners to show up in the places, oh God, that your word would send us. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would allow for us, oh God, to be your hands in the earth. Father, we want to do your perfect will, God, this morning. We want to do exactly what you asked for us to do. We don't want to be in this place, God, where we're starstruck, God, but we want to consistently tell you yes, God, yes to your will, Jesus. Yes to your way, Father. Yes, we'll trust you, God. Yes, we'll obey. Hallelujah. Father, we pray, oh God, for boldness, oh God, for the singles on this call this morning, God, that you would put boldness on them in the name of Jesus so that they can do everything, God, you call them to do in the name of Jesus. Every assignment shall be answered in the name of Jesus. Every call shall be answered in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you empower them, oh God, to go forth in a mighty way unto your glory. Father, I pray, God, that there'll be an impartation of power in the name of Jesus, and that the Holy Spirit, oh God, will be their God. Father, in these last and evil and wicked days, we need you more, God. Hallelujah. We need you, God. We need you for direction, God. We need you, God, to be our light, oh God, on our path. Father, I'm praying in the name of Jesus that you would make these women of God sensitive to your voice, God, so that they can hear, oh God, the very call. Hallelujah, that you have placed on their lives, and they'll say yes to you every single day. Father, I pray, God, for the single woman that's struggling with her identity, God. There's an identity crisis going on, oh God, among those, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the body of Christ, particularly the millennial woman, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would help her, oh God, to get in your word so that she can figure out who she is in you. Holy Spirit, I pray, God, hallelujah, that you would give her a charge in the Holy Ghost to consistently say yes to who it is that you're calling her to become. Father, that single woman may be struggling in terms of her purpose with regards to entrepreneurship. Father, she might be second-guessing herself, but we pray in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost that you remind her that she is a woman of God who is called to thrive in purpose in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray against every selfish spirit, hallelujah, every selfish desire, hallelujah, that wants to take your glory, hallelujah, in terms of success and entrepreneurship. Father, you placed us in the earth for a purpose. So we pray in the name of Jesus that we will become slaves to the very purpose, oh God, that you've mandated over our lives. We pray against every selfish spirit that wants to take your glory in the name of Jesus. Every narcissistic spirit, we come against you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, help us, oh God, to walk out your will, God. Help us, Jesus, to do exactly what you called us to do, because it is all due, all the glory is due to you, Father, and we want to give it to you. Father, we pray this morning, dear Jesus, that you would help us to be able to recognize that you have given us and equipped us with purpose. Help us to be activated in that purpose. Help us to become fully woken, awakened to the purposes you have called us to fulfill in the earth, God. We don't have forever, Father God. But we pray in the name of Jesus that you would help us, oh God, to do what you called us to do. We pray that you would give us laser focus in the name of Jesus to be able to do what you called us to do in the natural. Help us, oh God, to be focused. Hallelujah. Help us, oh God, to see the things, God, that you called us to do and to do just that, nothing more, oh God, but just that. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would give us laser focus in the spirit, oh God. We want to complete our assignments in the earth. God, we want to thrive. God, we want success, but we want to do your will first, God. So help us. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would help us, oh God, to be able to arrive. like Deborah did, God, like Naomi did, God, like Esther did, God. They were created for the time that they were in, God, and they were anointed and they were called. So we pray that you would do the very and exact same thing in our lives. Father, we'll give you the glory forever for this. We'll give you the honor. Somebody just begin to lift up his name in the space that you're in. Just begin to give him the glory. Just begin to give him the praise. Just begin to give him the honor. Just begin to trust him in your process of becoming everything that he's called you to become. Take this moment, hallelujah, just to reach out to the King of Kings. Tell him, hallelujah, that he's amazing. Thank him for the work that he's doing in your life. Just take a few moments just to be able to press into his presence, asking for him to meet you at the very place where you are. Father, we give you the glory. We take time out of our schedule, Father, to give you the glory. We take time out of everything, oh God, that we're pressing to do in our entrepreneurship endeavors, oh God, to give you the glory. Father, help us to always remember to give you the glory. You created us to give you the glory. Somebody lift him up. Somebody give him a praise. Somebody tell him thank you. Somebody let him know that he's faithful. Somebody let him know that he's all that. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And, Father, we fill this prayer, oh, God, in acknowledgement of the fact that you've given us different gifts and callings, oh, God, as singles, hallelujah, to be able to fulfill your will in the earth. We acknowledge that. So I pray in the name of Jesus that you would fill this moment, oh, God, hallelujah, that you would fill this moment, oh, God, hallelujah, in the minds of the singles that are listening, Father, that when they get off the track and off the road, hallelujah, that you place them on that, God, this moment would come back to them, that they were created for a purpose, even in their thrive of purpose and entrepreneurship. Father, we thank you, Jesus, that we believe, Father, that you've heard our prayer on today. We are sincerely reaching out to you. God, there are other things that we could be doing, but we understand what we should be doing, and that is that we should be in your presence this morning giving you the glory, honor, and praise as singles that are thriving in entrepreneurship and business. And for this, God, we will give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Everything that we submitted to you this morning, we give you the glory for it. We give you the honor and the praise. I thank you for the activation of the amazing women of God that are thriving on this call. Father, I give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise one more time because it is due to you. In the matchless and mighty name of Jesus, we do pray this morning. Amen.
Amen. That was a powerful prayer. Thank you to my family, Lady Tania Dawkins, for the powerful teaching and powerful prayer. We are ready to thrive in purpose and in business. So thank you to all those who tuned in today. Have a great weekend. Be blessed.